This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about the speeches that still resonate with you in honor of inside the NBA, the kind of speeches that they gave, the farewells that they gave at the end of their final broadcast on TNT. Some of the from the 832. I'm surprised that I did not think about this one because this one gets me hype, even though I don't really have a great reason for it to, which is Big Poppy, David Ortiz, the Boston Marathon. This is our bleeping city. I was like, yo, that still makes me want to run through a wall. And again, like, I'm not from Boston. Like, the Boston Marathon don't mean a lot to me necessarily. Big Poppy is cool, but he's not like my favorite player. But that one right there in that moment still does something for me.
Yeah.
And then I think this is really interesting from the 713. They said when the Oilers were threatening to move the first time, a friend of them kind of organized a keep Houston and Houston Oilers kind of campaign thing. And they said that they got an opportunity, like they had a rally, you know, a councilman came, mayor set up a meeting, and they had a chance to public speak, and they learned that they could do that then. It still sticks with them. It was like their 15 minutes of fame. I'm like, I can only imagine, like, this thing that you feel passionate about, this team you feel passionate about, you put something together, and you get in front of people and talk about it, and it hits, and then people react. Like, that would,
Wow, hey, now that was fun.
Yeah, that lands. Okay, cool. Excellent. All right, so let's get going on around the NFL here. Shout out to our guy, Texas Cap, always doing the work that none of us want to do because it involves a lot of reading. Well, not reading, but really a lot of arithmetic and things beyond that, like calculus. I don't know what kind of numbers goes in there. However, he has done the further projection because it is post-June 1, meaning it is June 2nd. And the release of Shaq Mason was designated as a post-June 1 cut. So the savings have hit, right? You finally, the credit card statement is showing us up as such, with the projected salary cap space being $13 million as of this moment. Like, how do you interpret that number? Because for me, it just looks like this is going to be your operating costs for the, you know, at least getting through training camp and getting to the start.
No, the way you interpret it is they're in a good spot. I mean, they're in a good spot. I brought this up with you. Before the show, and you know, you do have to wonder. Every team is going to kind of recalibrate, you know, what they have right now post June 1st, and they've been doing it. But you know, official, particularly maybe after OTAs, and they get a good gauge of things and where people are in terms of is there anybody else? Is there any other way that they could make a move post June 1st? Not just the Texans, but from other teams' perspective, if there are any post June cuts there that might be attractive, you know.
That's interesting. So the thing about it for the Texas team is I think that they've actually situated their roster pretty well to where I don't
like, they're in a good spot.
I'm not saying that they would not play in this pool. That'd be asinine to say that, you know, if there's players out there that they would not kind of consider and make some moves. But like ones of real consequence, I don't really see it because the places where I would want like more, you know, more I don't know, attention on the roster are not places that I anticipate you having, you know, people of real consequence being available, which is offensive line, maybe tight end.
Maybe interior defensive line.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll hear you out on that. Is that is that where you're looking at maybe?
That's what I was looking at. And I don't have like a list that I put together or anything, but there are always going to be some post-June 1st cuts that are salary related, you know, that maybe could fit in with what you have.
But I feel like usually the salary related post June 1 cuts are ones that are designated as such, where you did them a while back, right? I feel like those are the ones that you're really looking at. And I know that somebody was asking about, you know, some of these defensive tackles that this Texans team has, like Keontae Hamilton. Will he make the team? I have no idea, but as a seventh rounder, it feels like he very much could be a dude who, even if he does not make the team proper, is very much a practice squad candidate where he can continue to work with the team.
Like
I could easily see him making that. Because one of the things that's funny, and of course we're far from it at this point, when you start getting to cut down day, is every team is like, oh man, is this guy going to make it to waivers? And every team has those guys to the point where they want to get their guy back. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more rare than I think sometimes we give credit for. That, oh man, somebody came in and poached this guy that we were trying to get to our practice squad, because they have their own guys that they're trying to get on their practice squad. Mm-hmm. From the 504, they say the Texans need to go and sign Brandon Scherff. Well, Brandon Scherff is over there with, is he not over there with the Jaguars, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe they decide that they're going to, no, he's technically still a free agent. I completely forgot that that was the case. Would you be interested in a Brandon Scherff now that I think about it? Because I had not really paid attention to the fact that he was actually still out there as a free agent, or do you think that, I mean, this team probably would have done their due diligence there?
Yeah, no, they, well, remember, he was one that we talked about.
He was at the trade deadline when you were still looking for kind of anything, and, you know, I think your standard's just a little bit lower during the course of the season when you know you can't really get some.
Yeah, let's throw another lineman in the mix here. Let's see what happens. We'll see about
that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Actually, that's really interesting, because I feel like you have a lot, and I'm still a little skeptical about the idea that we're just going to spray and pray this. Like, we're just going to trial and error this offensive line. Throwing another one in there is kind of interesting. But that would be a level of talent, though, that I guess that it feels like you haven't necessarily put up there when it comes to this offensive line.
Well, you probably got this, too. This morning, I received a list from our friend Jimmy Shapiro.
Yes, I did.
Of the top 35 candidates. To be the Protector of the Year, you know, that award for...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about this new award. Yeah. I did not even give it credit. So.
Yeah. So for some reason, I looked in it just wondering, okay, are there any Texans that are in the top 35, you know, odds-on candidates to be that? The answer is no. So the top 35 candidates, Texans do not have any.
I mean, that's not surprising. Who would you put up there as the most likely to be that guy?
Cam Robinson. I guess.
And Cam Robinson is coming off of a season where he was fine in Jacksonville, but then he went to Minnesota and it was a little dicey, right? I don't know that anybody would look at that and go, yeah, we are certain that he is going to be not just a very good or a good offensive lineman, but one that we look at as one of the top in the league. I don't know that is it possible? Sure, possibly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that anybody would look at that as an odds maker and put that there. So 979 points to something that, again, Scherff has been in decline. Might not be any better than Thomason at this point. That feels like the same level of talent. How do you like this idea that we did not get an opportunity to talk about this, and I'm glad you brought this up. The NFL is instituting this Protector of the Year award in order to honor the best offensive lineman in the league, something that, a position, mind you, that just has not had any way of accolades or really any way of really giving them credit for their good play, because there's not really statistics for it.
I love it. I absolutely, we all know how important that position is and what, you know, what it can mean to teams and quarterbacks, you know, the most important player on the team, you know, being the quarterback. I absolutely love it. But it does speak, you know, the fact, you know, the Texans aren't, and no Texans are on that list, to just how wild this is, you know, for them to just kind of be spitballing here. And I know that's probably unfair to say spitballing, but to not have any true candidates, you know.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I think they're continuing to work off the idea that, you know, this has been for a very long time a weak link proposition when it comes to offensive line. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, hey, let's just kind of normalize and like try and raise the floor a little bit on what you're doing here and get everybody on the same page, pulling in the same direction. I just would like for you to have all that and then also still have the top end of that in a better place. But we'll see if it ultimately works, because I know that Juice Scruggs was talking about it. He feels very confident in Cole Popovich. It's the similar with the reporting that I think Aaron Wilson had on the idea that there was a disconnect between Chris Joshua, who was just kind of maybe the guy who was in charge, but maybe possibly coasting, not really doing the same, where, you know, Cole Popovich had the respect of the offensive line. So maybe, especially when we talk about things like, hey, are guys putting in the effort? Are guys, like, you know, really pushing to their highest potential? It seems like at the very least, you have a guy in charge that would engender that kind of passion from your offensive line to maybe get the best out of themselves, whatever that best ultimately looks like. That's something that we continue to watch with your Houston Texans as we go. Are you a man guy? I don't think I ever really have tapped it. Were you ever a man guy?
Only way back in the day when my kids played it, I dabbled a
little. You dabbled?
Bit. Yeah.
Were you any good?
Nah, I wasn't any good at all. I didn't dabble enough.
You never played the kids, though? Like, you just kind of played?
Oh, that's all I played.
Okay, no, but you played against the kids.
Yes.
See, I there was a point where I had a father figure who would play the game. Like, he bought FIFA because he wanted to play the game, and I could play too. Like, it wasn't one of those where the kid get the game and the parent. No, he wanted to play FIFA, but we didn't play like that very often. So I was like, were you that dad where it was like, no, this is my jam, or you were just playing
because
the kids were playing?
No, I was just playing with the kids, and I got destroyed.
Okay, all right.
Dang, that's crazy. That's kind of a thing, though, man, because, like, usually the parents really be into the games, and it's like, I'm getting this game, but the kids can play too.
Hey, I enjoyed it. I still got to play a good amount. I mean, he had to go to work and stuff. You know? Like, but hey,
because my parents, they got the Super Nintendo. They didn't get it for me. They got it for them.
No, really? Are you for real?
Yeah, this was way.
What were they playing?
So they used to play Zelda.
Oh, see, they had taste. Look at you.
They were hooked on Zelda, Super Mario, all that stuff, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I was too young to, like, they weren't buying the game for me.
I was pretty good at Super Mario. Now, that one, I was pretty good. I could hold my own on that. Yeah.
Yeah. But they was on that game. I think that was the last time they was really into games, though. Like, my dad wasn't into Madden and all that stuff. But the Super Nintendo, and they got the Genesis because just because.
That was the big controversy, Nintendo or Genesis.
Yeah.
It didn't end up being.
You see who came out on top?
Yeah.
Hey, but that Sega was tough, though. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. This was all around about way getting you to what we got earlier today, which was the announcement of Madden 26 cover athlete. And his name?
Oh, who's going to stink this year, Figgy?
Actually, I want to see if you guys could guess it.
Saquon.
It is Saquon Barkley.
Is it?
No, for real?
I did not see it.
It is Saquon Barkley.
I just took a wild guess. Honestly, I was thinking, like, who would be the, not the MVP, because I know Josh Allen won it.
Yeah.
But he's been the cover athlete relatively recently now, hasn't he?
Last year, wasn't
it? Yeah, because I was just going to shoot the MVP, but I'm like, no, I think he had it already. Mm-hmm. So Saquon had the legend. He probably should have been the MVP, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
we got to give it to quarterbacks. Although, to be fair, them quarterbacks was cooking last year between Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Okay, I think I was like, did I mix those up? But yes, those two guys.
Quarterbacks always win it, though, man. Yeah. So I figure at least the Mag cover probably be Saquon, since he had a damn good year non-quarterback.
And, you know, just to make sure that it all looks good, right, the actual image is him hurtling backwards.
Oh, of course. Oh,
over a defender. Okay. Yeah. I do love that they got the photo in such a way where you cannot tell who is hurtling over, So if you remember the clip, you might. But like, they're like, hey, there's no need
Who
to.
Who was it? I don't.
I don't either. I need to go back and look. But as I was looking at it right now, I'm like, oh, that's nice. Yeah. That we did not need to put any identifying things on this person so that nobody feels bad about being like the anti-Madden cover athlete, yeah. like the yeah. dude who was getting stunted on yeah. right here.
But you know what they're going to do. They're going to post the real photo or the real video when it happened.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
So. You think Madden curse? Like
I'm looking at the covers. I'm trying to see how many these were actually cursed. Antonio Brown was the cover in 2019. So I don't know if you want to call that a curse. Most of these have not been Odell.
As yeah. a recent, it haven't really been yeah. like a curse yeah. because I think it was 1 year. It was Brady and Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I don't really see a curse there.
No, not at all. No, these are all good. The only one is Peyton Hillis. That's the yeah. one.
No, back in the day.
And we should have known yeah. in that moment yeah. that Peyton Hillis, that this was not going to be. He had a really good season.
Any Cleveland Brown on the Madden cover is insane.
Ooh, Vince Young. That was during that stretch where they were calling.
Yeah,
it,
yeah. I want to say in the 2000s, mm-hmm. maybe early 2010s.
Yes, that's when
yeah,
it was.
That was a legit curse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It looks like people are actually in here on the curse from the 2832 not drafting Saquon in fantasy. Now the curse is on. Somebody said it changes per season, but the last year was McCaffrey on the cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I did want to circle back around to this because a great point is brought up here on the text line that it was Tunsil being protector of the year would be a real kick in the nuts if this offensive line doesn't look good.
He could be
protector.
Did you see what his odds were?
You know what? I looked at him, but I don't remember.
All right, let's play the game.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where do you believe Laramie? Because Laramie Tunsil is in this top 35 of odds. Mm-hmm. Where do you think Laramie Tunsil is on Protector of the Year odds?
I'm going to say pretty high. Fourth?
I'm going to say second.
You are closer here, John. Mm-hmm. He is, what is this, seventh yeah. on the Protector of the Year odds? Mm-hmm. Actually, eighth, sorry. With 14, or tied for seventh. 14-1 odds, tied with Jordan Mailata.
Okay.
Look, how confident do you feel like he's going to be able to deliver there with Washington?
Very. His problem is not protecting the quarterback. His problem is kind of everything else.
Yeah, no, his problem was the false starts, yeah. and then I think we kind of got a little irritated with him just how he go about camp and
yeah, yeah.
all this stuff, the flashy stuff. I think we should have probably hit unfollow on him on Instagram and all that. Just seeing all of that type of stuff with the false starts kind of yeah. irritated everybody too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. There you go. He tied for seventh. The guys at the top, Penei Sewell is a pretty good favorite, 3-1 odds. Trent Williams 7-1, and Tristan Wirfs 8-1. Lane Johnson 9-1. Like that's a pretty solid core.
How is Trent Williams still doing this, man?
It's amazing.
Goodness,
it's amazing.
He is very good at football. Yeah. Like that's how he is very.
You know, the other reason I like this Protector of the Year. Coming to life is I think it's a good way for offensive linemen to get little bonus incentives in their contracts.
That is true. But the only thing about it is like there can only be one of Protector of the Year. Like there needs to be some level of award above like the individual, which is like some level of offensive line whole off. I don't know. I don't know how you get there.
Should it be like an all offensive line, kind of like an all NBA team, but do it with offensive linemen?
That does sound good.
First team, second team. Mm-hmm. And
although Protector of the Year does sound kind of corny. I do kind of hate this.
It kind of got a bodyguard feel to it. Like bodyguard of the year.
But that would be better.
That means you'll throw people out. You was throwing people out the club.
I like bodyguard of the year better than Protector of the Year.
Well, I want to do an all O-line.
Somebody should do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some type of journalist or somebody out there should just do that. Somebody for the Athletic should just do like a like an all
first
NFL.
Team, all offensive line.
Yeah.
I like what we're doing. Although, I mean, there is, you know, all pros or what have you.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. That's around the NFL here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle back around to the Astros because we talked about the fact that, you know, the injuries are a problem, especially with the ways that they're, kind of divulging information. However, let's talk about the baseball of it all. There was a lot of baseball things happening, including Are you at all concerned about the bullpen now? Mm. Let's talk about that more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.